Today is Sunday, November 25th, 2018, and this...
Now the Las Vegas Strip is said to be the brightest place on Earth when looked at from space.
It's 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 670.
Las Vegas, Nevada! Just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. We are back. We had a week off.
Mm-hmm.
We're on a research mission to the desert.
Yep.
So we're going to have a lot to talk about the next few weeks. Very excited to bring you all of our news and reviews and
observations
and thoughts and experiences.
And opinions.
And all those things. So this week we're going to mostly get caught up on stuff from when we were gone, some phone calls, some news, and then we'll get into our trip more on the next show, and lots of stuff to talk about. It was a wonderful time, though. Would you agree?
I agree.
That's what matters the most. That's the end of our trip report. It was fun. All right, before we get into some news, let's thank our Patreon patrons. Let's thank our Patreon patrons. Our fine listener supporting people who are supportive and listen. They include Jim Mullane, Andrew Rand, Aaron Wallen, Carlos Moreno, Becky McBreen, Kelly Blair, and Todd Arnold. Thanks to all of these folks and our other Patreon supporters. We do appreciate the support for the podcast. If you're wondering what this is about, visit patreon.com/500 for details. Support the show on an ongoing basis. We throw some bonus content at you once in a while. We even posted a little video while we were in Las Vegas. I did a little, Fremont Street walk. And, yeah, I brought our beloved Patreon patrons with us on vacation.
That was nice of you.
We got a couple other things I shot, too, that I'll put up on there in the next couple weeks. Okay. Let's get caught up on news from the last couple weeks. I don't know about you. Well, I do know about you. But I'm wondering, do you miss the Clarion Hotel?
What?
Do you miss
the no.
Debbie Reynolds Hotel,
as
it
not.
Was called before that?
I forgot it existed.
The Greek Isles?
Forgot that existed, too.
It's the same place. It was almost the WWF Hotel at one point. Anyway, they imploded in 2015. I had forgotten. I forgot it existed, and I forgot, well, I didn't completely forget it existed, but I forgot about that it just disappeared and nothing happened with it until recently, when plans began proceeding through Clark County for a new hotel on that land. There are plans to put in a non-gaming hotel at 305 Convention Center Drive. It's a pretty big, they got pretty big plans for that space. Whether or not this happens, time will tell. But right now, plans call for a 45-story, 720-room hotel with some convention and meeting space, a spa, pool, all the things you expect from a Las Vegas hotel, except no gambling. But the noteworthy thing here is that they are including plans for 58,000 square feet of restaurant space, 10 restaurants on two floors. They're referring to it as a restaurant district. That seems like a lot of restaurants for a small, relatively small off-strip hotel. Although
yeah.
720 rooms is pretty good size compared to what used to be there, I think. But 10 restaurants is a lot. The only thing I think they may have going for them that might make this work is the convention center expansion is right across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose that's what they're banking on. Convention goers as well, not only...
They need places to stay. They need places to eat.
Exactly. So not only filling up their rooms, but also maybe wandering over from the convention hall to enjoy some food. We'll see whether or not this project comes off in and if it does, whether or not they're able to support 10 restaurants. But I do anticipate probably quite a few similar projects around the new convention center space, some small off-strip developments like this. Well, I keep saying small, but you know, Las Vegas standards.
Right.
720 rooms would be a pretty sizable place anywhere else. But so that's happening, maybe. At least they're pursuing it, and we will see if it happens. They haven't announced a name or anything like that. But so exciting stuff, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we'll ever go over there?
Well, it depends if the restaurant thing happens. And
we'll never stay there.
No.
Not a chance of that, but it's not, it's like right off the strip. Remember the, well, it's still there, the Royal Resort.
Yep.
And for a while there was some buzz around their restaurant, the Barrymore, and we went mm-hmm. there a couple times and it was okay. And then we had the really bad customer service experience and said, fuck this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I checked to see if the Barrymore is still open. It is. You never hear anything about it anymore.
No.
It had quite a buzz when it first opened, but yeah. So anyway, it's right across, pretty much across the street from that. So yeah, if they had a decent restaurant mix, maybe we'd wander over and check it out. So there you go. We've got some entertainment news this week. On our last show 2 weeks ago, you may recall we teased a residency. It was semi-announced, but we didn't know if it was what it was going to consist of.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to talk about it this week. Robbie Williams, the British pop star, announced shows at Wynn Las Vegas. And initially when the announcement came, I said, well, I guess we won't be talking about it on the podcast because it was only six shows that were
right.
announced. And then they sold out immediately. And they announced,
I can barely hear that. Do we want to turn it up, especially for our friend Matthew?
Entertain you. I have no. I just pulled together a few clips.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so Robbie Williams, he's doing six shows. The thing is, I looked online. The other six that were announced, they're mm-hmm. pretty well sold out too.
Hmm.
So shows in March and June at Wynn Las Vegas. There are a few spotty seats available for the June shows. That's about it. I would imagine there'll be another block of shows going on sale soon. Tickets start at about $90 plus fees. If you want to go to those March and June shows, you're probably going to have to get them from StubHub or somewhere like that, or give Wynn a call because I know they do have some sort of dinner and show package that you might be able to get tickets for that, but the sweet sounds of Robbie Williams. We get to hang out with our friend Matthew from the UK in Las Vegas, and we get to hear him complain about Robbie Williams in person, which was a delight.
It was fun.
And I promised him we'd have some extra songs just for him.
Yep. She was me.
We were one. He has a lot of sensitive ballads.
Yes.
Is his audience like 95% female, I would imagine?
I would think so. I'm not an expert on his audiences. I just know a few of his songs.
A few of his audience members?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's enough Robbie Williams. Thanks for the entertainment there, Robbie Williams. Yeah, so keep an eye out for more shows if you're interested. Wynn Las Vegas website would have details. All right, there's another show coming to Las Vegas. We were in an Uber cruising down Las Vegas Boulevard the other day,
mm-hmm.
and we were going by Stratosphere and looked over, and there was a big fucking tent in the parking lot behind
yep.
Stratosphere. We're like, what the hell is that?
Mm-hmm.
So upon arriving home, I did a little searching and found the details. There's going to be a show in a tent behind Stratosphere. So if
what
you're,
kind of show?
Well, you know, a lot of people are into the acrobatic kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They have a few shows in Las Vegas to cater to their needs.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with Cirque du Soleil?
I am familiar.
This is
with
not
Cirque
one of their
Soleil.
Shows. This is one of those pseudo Cirque shows. So if you're into the Cirque stuff but have seen all the Cirque shows, maybe you've seen Le Rêve, which is a non-Cirque similar show. You know, you've seen Absinthe, so you're really into shows that are intense.
Mm-hmm.
You can combine your love for acrobatic shows and tent shows at Stratosphere. It is called Celestia. I don't know what I think of that name. I suppose it relates to the stars.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The description from the website that I had to copy because, well, it made me so happy to read. Celestia brings together a talented cast of international performers to create an eye-popping...
Yes.
Immersive experience.
Of course.
Of course it does. Why would it not? From mind-blowing contortion, the hand balancing, to what is hand balancing?
Like handstands and handstands upon handstands.
I thought it was just like, I'd like it better if it was people balancing things in their hands. Like, let's see how many quarters I can stack in the palm of my hand.
That might not play to the people in the back of the room, though.
Yeah, I suppose not. And high-flying acrobatics and silk acts. Celestia's world-class performers create a dazzling spectacle unlike any other, except for those other ones that I mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
It opens in January.
Except for the seven other shows on the strip that are similar.
Yes, except for those other seven that are more expensive and in more popular hotels. This is alone. You will never see anything like it at Stratosphere in a tent. It opens in January. No ticket information has been announced, but you can keep an eye out for details on the website, CelestiaShow.com. So there you go. They're spending some money to put up a big tent.
Mm-hmm.
1,200 people it holds. It's a lot of people for a tent show. We wish them luck. I'm sure we will have some reviews, maybe, once it opens. Speaking of unusual venues, this is kind of weird. I don't know if they're renovating the showroom at Excalibur or what exactly is going on, but the shows from the second floor showroom, which have been there for years, namely Thunder from Down Under and the Australian Bee Gees, they're now performing in a space just off the casino floor that used to be Lynyrd Skynyrd's barbecue. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember it. We had a very good time there.
Yeah, apparently since they closed it like 5 years ago, it's just been sitting there unused, and now it's a showroom of some sort.
Okay.
I've got to think this is temporary. They're either remodeling or bringing in a new act for the second floor that has not been announced yet. I don't know, but Review Journal reports that that's where they're performing now.
Hmm.
The word makeshift comes to mind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, next door to Excalibur at Luxor, there is an esports arena. It's the future of Las Vegas, according to some.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's the future of Las Vegas?
I don't really know, and
I don't get it.
It might be. It's not for me, but that's not to say.
No, I know.
It won't be successful.
I'm just very skeptical that the esports thing is going to be as big in Las Vegas as some are predicting. I think it will have a place there for,
yeah,
but I don't think it's going to be like the thing that Vegas morphs into, the thing that really brings a ton of younger generation people in. I don't know.
Do you see an esports thing in every hotel?
No, I don't. There'll be a select few and that'll be it. So maybe Luxor's will be successful. The esports arena there has a new name. It is now called the HyperX Esports Arena. Hooray for naming rights. So I'm hoping that at some point they get to the naming rights within naming rights, mm-hmm. which you see on occasion. Like we used to have the
Discover Card Stars on Ice sponsored by Spunkers.
that was always my favorite. Yes. We had, didn't we have one here at one of the arenas where, it was Mall of America Field at, although the Metrodome didn't have a name. I mean, it had Hubert H. Humphrey, but it didn't have a sponsored name. So that really doesn't count. Forget it.
Hmm.
But sometimes you'll see that. They will have, the field will be named one thing, and the arena or stadium will be named another.
Yeah.
So yes, maybe they will have the HyperX Esports Arena sponsored by Smuckers. Seems like a good tie-in. Restaurant news. While wandering downtown Las Vegas, as we do. Prone to do from time to time in Las Vegas, we'll notice some things. And one of the things I noticed is the location that we discussed a few weeks ago that is going to become, in part, a Taco Bell cantina, has at least one other tenant that has been announced. This is the former gift shop across the street from the D Las Vegas. There's a big sign that says, coming soon, Taco Bell cantina and Wahlburgers.
Meh.
Underwhelmed by that.
Yeah.
So I would imagine, I think Taco Bell Cantina is second floor. I would imagine Wahlburgers will be first floor. I don't know if they're going to have other tenants on the first floor as well. But yeah, if you want a new fast food burger place, there will be one next year. Meh.
In the meantime, there's, Flippin' Good Burgers down.
There you go. Walk two blocks and get a decent burger from a place that's not a chain, if you're into that kind of thing. Just a couple storefronts down from the future home of Fast Food America, There's a closed pizza place. It's been there for a long time. Piccadilly Pizza. Never mm-hmm. gone there. I was assumed that I would probably get sick if I ate there. It just yeah. didn't seem
it,
quite...
It seemed shady.
A little bit shady. I don't know if it was. It was probably fine. Mm-hmm. But when we were there, they replaced the main sign for that establishment with a new pizza place sign coming soon. 322 Pizza Bar. It's expected to open in the next couple of weeks. We've discussed this place several times on the podcast. To refresh your memory, they've put... several plans through the city approval process. One was for some sort of 322 bar and bakery or something, mm-hmm. which seemed weird. They were going to have baked goods and alcohol. I don't know. It's not happening.
Yeah.
And then there were other plans for...
I love baked goods.
Baked goods are good. It's a weird combo. Didn't make sense to me. There was another plan put forth for some sort of rooftop tavern. It was going to be, I think they're going to have food down below, then upstairs a rooftop thing. Apparently that's not happening either. They've scaled back. Now it's just beer and cocktails and pizza. So 322pizzabar.com is the website. They have a Facebook page and all that stuff too, if you want to keep an eye on it. I have no idea if it's the same people who did Piccadilly or what, mm-hmm. but... Might just be a name change and a little bit more, a little nicer place.
Yeah. I'm curious to see what happens when that place opens and then the Taco Bell Wahlburgers place opens. And
so many food options on mm-hmm. Fremont Street. We can maybe put a halt to the new pizza places downtown.
Yeah.
I think we've got plenty of options. Mm-hmm. Don't need any more.
Pizza Rock, Evil Pie, Naked City.
Let's come up with something different. There's got to be a niche, a fast food niche that's not filled down there. That could be easily, well, not easily, but there we go. So once it opens, if anybody wants to review it, please let us know what you think. We always like to hear opinions on new things in Las Vegas. There is a restaurant and bar that opened at Caesars, seems like maybe a year ago, called The Other Room. And apparently it's already changing, well, at the very least, its name and somewhat of its format. I think it's the same... Based on the website and the Facebook page, it looks like it's the same operators because The Other Room's Facebook page has been promoting this new place. Mm-hmm. But it's not clear whether or not The Other Room is actually closed or if they're just changing names at midnight on New Year's Eve. I don't know. But it's going to be, as of January 1st, smoked burgers and barbecue. How do you feel about burgers and or barbecue?
I like both those things.
All right. Maybe we'll check it out. That is, even though it's a mall restaurant, I believe you can access it from the outside.
So therefore, it's in play for you.
Yes, it wouldn't violate any sort of code of honor that I have about mm-hmm. mall restaurants. And it's a very loose code of honor. Have you ever noticed that?
Yes.
I'm willing to wander back into the Miracle Mile shop for a $3 breakfast at Blondie's, but mm-hmm. yeah. If it's a long, I don't know, forget it. Fuck mall breakfast.
Wait, you just said
I know. I'm talking out of my ass this week. I'm still recovering from this fabulous vacation we had. Mm-hmm. I'm not feeling quite normal yet. You know how there's that period where you have to adjust to reality again?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We were talking about that yesterday, yeah. How like it took you about 10 minutes to run an errand yesterday.
I can't do anything in normal time. You normally, if I decide to leave the house.
One, you have to put on pants.
Put on pants, grab my keys out the door. Right. Yesterday, it was just this whole hassle. I can't function in normal society right now. Mm-hmm. I hope that over the next couple of days, I gain my ability to speak and function once again.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right. One other note, also at Caesars. There used to be a champagne bar there called Fizz.
Oh, right.
It was Elton John's significant other's champagne bar. I believe he ran it. Now it is transitioning to, it's closed, but it's going to be used, the space is going to be used for a new place called Vanderpump Cocktail Garden, run by Lisa Vanderpump from a bunch of reality shows I've never watched.
Same.
I think she was one of the Real Housewives. And has a show called Vanderpump Rules. Mm-hmm. That's as much as I know.
Same. I just, I have live PD to watch.
I know. That's my reality TV. That's all. That and Survivor.
Yep.
Anything else, can't. I don't have the capacity to absorb.
I have a few other things, but we won't discuss them here.
Yeah. Well, oh, man. If RuPaul ever opened a bar, I would not be pleased because we would have to go and I would be not happy with that.
This you place, went to Drink and Drag, though.
Yeah. It was.
And you had a good time.
It was okay. It was fine. But I'm not interested in that anymore. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the cocktail garden, when you walk in, it feels, even though you're inside, I think the whole thing is inside. But
it's supposed to feel like you're outside?
Yeah. I'm kind of confused because it discusses that you enter it and it's an indoor patio that has, you know, foliage and all this stuff. But then it referred to alfresco and I'm like, well, maybe. But then it said alfresco style. So I'm like, well, maybe they're just making it feel like you're outdoors, but you're really not.
Hmm.
I suppose they could put in an outdoor space, but I don't know if they are or not. Either way, it's supposed to feel like you're in a garden. So, you know, pull up a carrot and have an expensive cocktail. I don't anticipate going here.
Same.
Yeah, just not my scene.
Yeah, but if anyone else goes there, please reviews. Let us know how
we
it
love
is.
Reviews, especially the things that we're never going to go to. So, that's our news update for this week. We have a bunch of phone calls. Shall we get to some of them?
Sure.
All right.
Tim and Michelle, it is Sergio calling from fabulous Las Vegas.
Hello.
I'm currently walking down Charleston, so apologies if there's some noise. But I wanted to call in with a quick recap of day one before I forget some things I wanted to talk about. Stayed at an Airbnb this first night because hotels were kind of expensive. And Airbnb, great experience. Highly recommend it. I'll post more about it on the group when I get back. But my host...
I'm just going to mention, Airbnb, it's kind of up in the air right now in Las Vegas. It's the Planning Commission and the City Council have been discussing it. And for a while, it looked like there was going to be a complete ban of Airbnbs.
Hmm.
Competes with the hotel industry, which is kind of a big deal in that town. But now it seems like maybe it won't be completely banned, but they're going to put some rules in place that will restrict the number of Airbnbs available in a certain amount of space.
Interesting.
Like you can't have, like in a condo unit, you could only have like five for every so many total units. And mm-hmm. for homes, they have to be like six homes apart or something like that. They're working on things like that rather than an outright ban. The city council is going to take it up in December. So anyway, I just thought I'd mention that because Airbnb stuff does not come up very often on this show, but it is an option if you're into it. Not for me. I don't like staying in other people's homes, even if they're good friends. I just, no interest. It just mm-hmm. makes me uncomfortable. And I like the hotel experience. I like the anonymity of a hotel.
Yeah.
If you're in somebody's home and, you know, you plug the toilet or something. and like, I mean, plug, not like a temporary plug, like, you know, you got to call somebody in to take care of this.
Mm-hmm.
How awkward that you have to let somebody that owns the place know.
Where if you're in the hotel, you can call maintenance, a few bucks and leave.
Yeah. Hey, we got a plumbing. Not that this has ever happened to us, but.
No.
There may have been a $10 or a $20 bill left on a toilet seat once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. Revealing way too much information. All right, let's move on.
Super fun. We nerded out on Vegas. He was impressed by my knowledge. And I was like, you know, the podcast is great for that. But that was an awesome experience. Went to Tacos El Gordo today and waited in line for maybe half an hour. It was good. Got the El Pastor with pineapple on it and carne asada. Don't think that I would necessarily wait in line again, but don't regret that I went. Glad I can say that I checked it off the list. Couple updates from downtown. Golden Gate has the progressive bonus poker, which is super awesome. Seeing as Binion's is now useless. The mother load machine for the Players Club is completely gone, removed from the casino. I'll post a picture of that later as well. But I was sad to see that's gone because that was really the only value you got going downtown. One other thing I wanted to share is Uber has a new feature called Uber Express Pool, where you have to walk to a designated area within a 2-block radius of where you do the pickup, and then it drops you off and you have to walk. You only save a couple bucks versus the normal pool. And it was really spotty when I did it. I know it's new, but had a couple canceled drives, and it ended up taking way longer. Not worth the convenience, or should I say the inconvenience, for the minimal savings. So that's all I've got for today. Oh, and also love. Incredible. I embarrassingly slept through it the first time after a 30-hour of being awake, but it was incredible this time. Checking out Opium tonight. Probably have a drunk call after the Cosmo Bar. Thanks for all you guys do. Talk soon.
All right. Thanks for the report. We do appreciate it.
Question.
Yes.
This new tent show at Stratosphere?
Yes.
I'm wondering about the nap potential for that.
Interesting. I think it would be hard to sleep in a giant tent, like a giant performance tent, not an actual tent where you're supposed to sleep.
Do they have chairs or benches?
I think they usually, I don't know. Yeah, they might have like, like the type of
bleacher
seating that you would see at like
a Packer game,
little kid's ballpark or something. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I would say low sleep potential.
Mm-hmm. Unlike, say, Oh.
Oh, which is well documented, not only from myself, but from other people on our Facebook group who have also proclaimed their, I was going to say enjoyment, but I don't think that's the right word, just their ability to take a very good nap during the show. That new Uber option.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind the idea of like walking a couple blocks to get an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that. But the pool.
Your Uber with another person.
Yeah, that's a no-go. They've had the regular one where you can save a couple bucks if you agree to possibly pick up other people along the way.
Nope.
First of all,
let's just take the hotel shuttle while we're, the Beltrans.
The problem with the Uber pool concept is that almost every Uber I've had, not all of them, but most of them have been like fucking Priuses and whatever the Chevy shitbox, whatever that little piece of crap is.
Shitbox.
Whatever those. I always find myself wedging myself into the back seat, and trying to get additional people in there. You could put one more in the back seat, in the front seat. But there's no way in hell I'm squeezing in with somebody else in the back with the two of us plus somebody else in one of those little cars. So I don't know. I don't know how that works exactly. What if you call Uber and you do the pool thing and you already have three people?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how. I don't care. I'm never going to use it.
Yeah. And we were fortunate to get a coupon for, 30% off?
The day after we got there, I got you tend to use Lyft. It's in Vegas, at least. It's usually tiny bit cheaper. I've had better luck. But I keep Uber and Lyft on there. And if one of them is expensive because of whatever.
Surge time or whatever.
Yeah, the surge pricing, I'll switch over to the other one. You usually can get a car at a better price. Well, I looked at, shortly after we got there, I pulled up Lyft and I compared the rate on Uber and they were about the same and I ended up using Lyft. And then I don't know if that's the reason, because sometimes, you log in somewhere in the next day or later that day, you get an email from them. I got an email for 30% off of, I think it was like 15 or 20 rides over the next week or something. Mm-hmm. So we had 30% off rides the whole week and we used it a lot. It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So we were going back and forth between the Strip and downtown for under $10 plus tip.
Yeah.
It was lovely. All right. Well, let's move along to our next caller. We will hear from Sergio again shortly.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. It's Mike from Adelaide, Australia. We're just at the airport about to leave Vegas. We've been here for 6 nights. Stayed at Treasure Island. Couldn't fault anything there. Had a double Strip to room. We went and saw Cher one night. We're here celebrating our 27th wedding anniversary. So we had a great time all over. It's our third visit from Australia. And both time spent on the Strip and downtown. The marathon was yesterday, which was a problem getting around. But loved the podcast, avid listener. And, thanks for what you guys do.
All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Glad you had a good time. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
And more so, thank you for sharing your accent with us because I could listen to that all day.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hear enough Australian accents lately. I need more of that in my life. I used to, at my old job, I used to have a vendor that I worked with who was originally from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I just look for excuses to call him.
Mm.
Just read me a bedtime story or something, please. All right. Next up,
Hey guys, Melanie from Colorado with part two of the latest call.
Part one was all, the audio was all wonky and stuff, so we didn't use that one.
Oh.
But that's okay. We have useful information with solid audio quality in part two.
Hey, I'm able to get to Vegas quite a bit, is I'll tack it on to another trip. So I actually had to go to Kansas City over the weekend for a couple of things, so I just left a day early and grabbed some 70-degree sunny weather after I left for the snow in my yard and went to the cold, snowy Midwest. So anyway, when you're doing your travel plans, it cost me $40 to fly to Vegas, and the flight nonstop Vegas to Kansas City was the same price as Denver to Kansas City, so might as well. And the room at Planet Hollywood is free. I'll also say I have like 167 points of total rewards. I don't know why they're giving me free rooms, especially on a Friday night, but I will take it. So check, as people have mentioned, as Tim has mentioned, check your total rewards, because it's some great offers for some either low rollers or no rollers. One more thing, parking is always free at Planet Hollywood. You do have to walk the Miracle Mile, and I'm pretty sure it is a mile, to get to the strip, but it's free. I think there's one more thing. I think that's it. But anyway, consider adding a little Vegas leg to your trip. When I went to Hawaii in March, I spent one night in Vegas, and it's so easy in and out of that airport, and you can just fly anywhere in the world from that airport, super easy. I will say the Seagate's TSA line is closed. They're weird about it. It's a really long line, but if you go over to the CD gate, TSA is open, and it's wide open. I waited behind one person, and you do have to walk farther, but it is labeled CD gates. The TSA is open, and not everyone at the airport knows that, but now you do. Bye.
All right.
One more thing, if you're checking in on Southwest, a lot of times the business travelers leave their free drink coupon that prints out with their boarding pass sitting there on the kiosk. So go check the kiosk before you get on your flight. All right. You're welcome. All right.
There's some information you can use. Free drink coupons on Southwest. That's what you need to know. All right. Thanks for that report. We do appreciate it. We have was it just this trip? Yes, this was the first Vegas trip. We now have TSA pre-check, which we did the global entry thing because it was only like $15 more.
Yeah.
But if you're going to Vegas even a couple times a year, or traveling anywhere a couple times a year.
Worth it.
Yeah. For 5 years, it was $100 each, and you get TSA pre-check. You don't have to take off your shoes and all that stuff.
Take the liquids out of your bag.
Oh.
Yeah.
Makes the airport, plus it's shorter line, makes the airport experience so much better.
Yeah.
I highly recommend it. It's changing my life.
Oh,
I think it's just a normal thing for a lot of us, the dealing with the airport security stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's stressful. It is not relaxing.
No, I'm all tense before I even board the plane. Mm-hmm. You know?
And I'm tense anyway without that. So,
yeah. But this trip using TSA pre-check, I didn't feel all rattled.
Yeah.
Like because you stroll through, you don't have to worry about taking off your shoes and taking off your belt.
Well, you did have to take off your belt because
they sent me back through because of my giant Western belt buckle.
Mm-hmm.
And but that was minor, not a big deal.
Yeah,
it was a lovely experience. So anyway, if you're looking for a way to make your travel experience better and you haven't already done so, look into TSA pre-check. Alrighty, next up,
I'm Michelle. It is Sergio calling from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. And I just wanted to give a hot take on Ka, which I got free through my Vegas Ka. Gotta say, I was very underwhelmed. Felt like a total snooze fest. It was hard for me to stay awake. Great staging, super impressive. Of course, being a Cirque show, there's great acrobatics and stuff. But it didn't really do it for me, especially after Love. Opium was a lot better. Really enjoyed that last night. Great raunchy humor, just like Absinthe. The acts weren't as impressive there, but they were really fun. So if I were to rank, I'd say Love, and then Opium, and then Ka is a very, very distant third. Wouldn't pay for it if I had a choice. I am a little bit drunk right now, and that's because I had a $9.44 frozen margarita. There's a great deal at Tacos and Rita's over in the Venetian, where if you check into Yelp, you can get a $9 frozen margarita, and that is a total blast. So been drinking all day here. Those are the quick impressions I got. I'll probably call later tonight. Going to hit up Carnival Court. Thanks for all you guys do.
All right. Thanks for the report. That's a lot of frozen margarita.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a frozen margarita in a long time, but I'm not necessarily opposed to it. But mm-hmm. 44 ounces is a lot of frozen margarita.
Oh, yeah.
So I think I'm going to pass on that, but thanks for sharing the deal with us anyway. Mm-hmm. I know that there's some people are going, $9, that's not a deal.
44 ounces.
Remember way back in like the second week of September when we discussed on the podcast that the dollar Michelob was no longer available at Casino Royale?
Yeah,
somebody posted a link on the a link from a Vegas news website or something to that information on the Facebook group, and there's some genuine outrage. I'm sorry, I can't help but laugh. It's like, guys, come on, you can get a beer for $3. It's okay, and it's not. Well, there's still a lot of shitty options, but Michelob is shit beer. It's okay. It's gonna be okay. It's $2 more. Come on. I know, it's a symptom of everything wrong in Vegas. It's not just that, but speaking of ridiculous outrage, oh my God, that Sigma Derby group on Facebook, oh, it is the greatest source of entertainment. These people are nuts. There was some guy on there who, in protest of MGM Grand pulling its Sigma Derby machine, apparently it's completely gone now. I think we mentioned that on our last show. One guy suggested that they rent a bunch of horses and run them through the casino as their way of showing that they're serious about really wanting the Sigma Derby machines there. And he's, I believe he was serious in that suggestion. So yeah, that's
okay.
That's an idea.
That is an idea.
I saw we briefly when we first arrived in Las Vegas, we got a chance to say hello to Derek and Nicole at Long Bar at the D, and I suggested that if he hadn't already that he doesn't have Facebook. He's not on Facebook. But
if you see him posting on Facebook, that's not him.
Somebody did think there's somebody with a fake account that's on there, and but somebody I noticed somebody did comment letting the other people in the group know it was a fake account. But anyway, I mentioned that if he ever decides when eventually that Sigma Derby machine upstairs is when it's time to go, inevitably it's going to happen. He might want to stay home for a couple weeks.
Right.
Some irrational folks out there really love Sigma Derby. Oh, we all have our thing, I guess. But
yeah.
I don't know. That's I don't quite get. I get the fun. I love Sigma Derby. It's a lot of fun. It's a good time. But as with all things Las Vegas, don't get too attached to any one thing because eventually it will be gone.
Yep.
All right. What do I feel? I'm going to get an angry tweet or email from somebody on that group who. I know some of our listeners are on that group, but I haven't seen any of them being nutty about it. So, I don't know. I shouldn't have said anything, but I can't help it.
I know. Enjoy your
Seriously,
email.
The idea of hiring horses to run through the casino, like under what circumstances would you think that that would be okay?
First of all, the logistics.
First of all, the people who have that you're renting the horses from, I'm sure they're going to go, you know what? I think there might be some liability here. I don't think we're going to do this for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes people are nuts. All right, moving along.
Oh, sexy girlfriends. Eric from Omaha. Just wanted to tell you, we had a great night tonight. It's the weekend of the 16th or so. So today did something a little different. It was Sportsbook Day, Saturday, college football, and we reserved a spot in the Mirage. I think it was like $125, and there was a spot on the couch, and I'm sure Sportsbook Tom could speak to this, but it was well worth the money because we had our spot. We had to get there early, and it was reserved all day, and that includes all the beer you can drink. Now, when I say beer, it's like Bud Light, Ultra, stuff like that, and basically Wells. I'm a Bud Light guy myself, so it worked out great for me and my family. We put away some Bud Lights. I think we got our, even we did not get our money's worth. It was as well we were in relaxation, so they're trying to get in there and scramble to find some spots. So to all the listeners, if you need a spot on Sportsbook Day, it's a viable option. Talk to the link, and that looks like a pretty sweet deal, too, if you've got a larger group. I know the prices are kind of expensive, but if you've got a larger group, it's about the same as the Mirage. Anyway, played in a little Carnival Court around the Harris Link area. It was a great night.
probably going to have a little more information later. Maybe I could say a few more times. But anyway, great time in Vegas, and we'll give you a little more information a little later. Bye.
All right. Thanks for the call, Eric. We do appreciate it. And on one of our next couple shows, as we get through our trip stuff, mm-hmm. we'll discuss a similar experience of watching football from a reserved area in a sports bar and our experience with that. We watched one quarter, thanks to one of our listeners. Mm-hmm. But I think we got a pretty good flavor for the idea and have some thoughts.
Yep.
All right. What was I going to say? There was something else that popped into my mind during that call. Something about my previous little thing that I was talking about. Damn it. Beer, Casino Royale. Oh, someone suggests someone in the comments in the Casino Royale thing said this week an outrage. And since we already discussed it, I said more like 8 weeks ago an outrage or something like that. Or maybe they said, fuck it. I don't know. My brain is not working. There was something funny that was said, and it wasn't by me, but
good story, though.
Yeah, thanks. I'm going to tell that one again after this call.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. It's your friends from Albuquerque, Ceci and Bernard. We were on a quick getaway to Vegas to go to L.A. for the holiday. Checked into Aria. Thought we'd hang out at the spa for a little bit. They hit us with not only the gratuity service charge, but $100 per person now on a Sunday, completely dead. Couldn't believe it. So we're headed to Vidara. Check that spa out. We'll let you know how it goes. Bye.
All right. So more expensive rates. I don't know what they were previously, but I have no idea. What are spa rates typically? Do you have any idea for
It depends if you're getting a service or not. If you're getting a massage or a treatment or something, the fee is usually included if it's over a certain amount.
Oh, that makes sense.
But if you just want to go use the facilities, then it's...
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Plus, at MGM Resorts, spas, mandatory gratuity, mm-hmm. which they add in.
Other spas do that, too. We'll have a full spa review on a future show.
Okay. Good to know. See, mm-hmm. we've got a lot of teasers now. We got a lot of things coming up. I don't even know about that one because I don't do the spa thing, but you did.
I did.
And you can share that.
I enjoyed it. I would do it again. All right. I would like to fly back and do it tomorrow.
All right. Full review of a spa coming up in a week or two. Next up.
Hey, 500. Hello, Tim and Michelle. This is Trisha and Michael from Champaign, Illinois. We haven't called in for a while, mainly because our trips are kind of similar and we don't have a lot new to add. However, I had to do a call-in just because of our impromptu meet-and-greet at Ghost Donkey. I'll let Tim tell the story, but I will say it was really, really fun. It was really kind of a spontaneous, fun thing that happens in Vegas, and we greatly enjoyed it, and the drinks there were fabulous, too. So keep on doing what you do. We truly appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll do a full discussion of Ghost Donkey on an upcoming show as well. Now this is, but I'll tell the little story here, especially because it makes me feel bad. Those are always fun. So Ghost Donkey is the speakeasy mezcal bar at the back of, is it mezcal or mezcal? Let's go with mezcal. It sounds better than mezcal. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's the speakeasy at the back.
Someone will let us know pronunciation.
They'll tell me how it's pronounced in some other country I'm never going to visit. That's always a delight. Anyway, at the back of the new food hall at
Block 16 at Cosmopolitan.
Yes, there's a door that has a donkey on it. Even though it looks like an exit door, it's not an exit door.
It's an entrance. Walk to another world,
and you'll be in a speakeasy. So, and in fact, I will post video on Patreon sometime in the next week or so of a little walkthrough of the food hall, as well as where exactly that door is located. Mm-hmm. You have to hunt for it a little bit.
You're good at posting speakeasy directions on Patreon.
I know. I just, rather than try to explain. Yeah, okay, so here you go. You walk into the food court, take six lefts and a right, and you're not going to be anywhere near the door. Anyway, you had gone to bed, and I decided, you know what? I'm not ready to go to bed. I'm going to go back downstairs and drink and gamble. So I found myself at Ghost Donkey, and I walked in and I pulled up a stool at the bar, ordered a drink, and as I'm sitting there pondering life, the drink in front of me, and everything else in the world.
And all your decisions of that day and before?
Yeah, my bad decisions, good decisions. At that point, probably mostly bad. I heard the people next to me saying that they had heard about this particular bar on 500 by Midnight. I went, well, hey, I know that podcast. At which point I said, did you say 500 by Midnight? And they said, yes, we did. And I said, I'm Tim. And they're like, we know, we've met before. And I'm like, I am an asshole. No, I think we may have even gotten farther. We may have gotten to the nice to meet you. I think I said nice to meet you. And then it's like, oh, we've actually met several times. I'm like, oh, son of a bitch. Usually I'm pretty good at about saying, hey, good to see you. Nice something. But no, twice this trip, I did the nice to meet you. And then afterwards, either was told or realized I had met the person before. So anyway, we ended up, Michael and Trisha and I ended up hanging out there for a while and having a lovely chat.
Good.
And now I know next time I run into them, I will probably forget again. And I'll feel even worse. I will try. I try.
You do try.
They were really cool about it, but I felt like a dick.
Oh.
Yeah. And then part of me was like, well, it was kind of their fault. Because...
All right. I'd like to hear this.
See, this proves I'm a dick. Because she said that they had said, like, they thought it was me because they knew who I was. And they had said, like, as they were just talking between themselves, apparently had said 500 a couple times. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking deaf. And did I have my hearing? Yeah, I did have my hearing aids in, but I was still deaf and didn't hear that until they were talking to the bartender. So then part of me is like, well, they could have.
They could have maybe said something.
Tim, good to see you again or something like that. No, it's all
no,
on
no,
me.
No, it's not. It's all more on me. Fun. I'm trying making to make you feel awkward.
I'm trying to make myself feel better, but it's all me. It's all me. I'm sorry, guys. It was really nice to hang out with you, though. We had a nice chat. Our discussion was all over the map. We're talking about everything from healthcare to, it was all over Vegas stuff to the drinks in front of it. And then they paid for my drink, which was lovely as well.
That's very kind.
I know. It was very nice. So thank you very much. They were at one of our book and stage meetups.
Oh,
I know. It's going way back.
Yeah.
So anyway, that I left feeling bad. I still feel bad. I'm sorry. Forgive me. It sounds from their phone call like they forgive me.
I think so.
All right. I'll try to do better. But then the next day we ran into somebody in the casino and I said, nice to meet you. And then later on, I'm like, oh, fuck, I know that guy. I know I've met that guy before. I have. So sorry, @HaywireJackson. I know that we've met before. All right, moving along. Let's thank a bunch of people for karma donations, people who are nice to us even though I'm a dick. Mark, for a golf trip / scramble with 120 friends, which occurred about a week ago. I hope, first of all, that you had a good time with 120 of your closest friends and also that you did well during the tournament. Lauren and Dane, we know those people.
Yep.
Karma donation for a trip that occurred about a week ago as well, spending 3 days chasing a Royal Progressive at View Bar. I know the feeling. I chased a Royal Progressive at Four Queens. Some of those Four Queens Progressives, I was playing dollar deuces, and that one was up to $6,800. Mm-hmm. And then they have a Jacks or better with suited Royal Progressives where each suit has a separate progressive, and a couple of them were just over 4,000. One of them was over 6,000, and they had one that was like $8,500 for clubs. Man, that would be fun to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Alas, it did not. But we had fun trying.
We did.
Scott in L.A., karma donation for a Thanksgiving trip. Hope
that
was
Vegas
good.
Trip.
Huh? Oh, thanks Vegas trip. That's even better. That's what ours was.
Mm-hmm.
We arrived on Thanksgiving. Or no, we came home on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I don't know what fucking day it is. So the last time...
You're saying words.
I'm saying words. Don't know what they mean. Last time he went, the karma, our delightful karma netted him the largest slot win ever on The Simpsons. So I was hoping for round two. Well, I hope that worked out for you. Holly and Mike, we ran into Holly.
We did. It's at the sports bar.
Hello, Holly. She said she was going to poke us with a cattle prod or something. It was very weird. Holly and Mike, karma donation for a Vegas trip. They hadn't been there for 4 years, so that's a long time to be away. Mm-hmm. And they were celebrating Mike's birthday. Happy birthday, Mike. Good to see you.
Yes.
Brian with karma donation, also for a Thanksgiving trip, staying at Cosmo for the first time. Said, love the show. Appreciate all we do. Glad we can be here for you, Brian. Hope you had a wonderful time. Ryan, third annual trip with his brother Brent, but no Uncle Whitey this time. Again, I hear Uncle Whitey. I'm like, ah, oh, yeah, we've all got one of those. he just couldn't hang, so we replaced him with five others who got on board for a weekend of degenerate gambling. And hope you had a wonderful time. They said they were going to try not to burn the place down. Now, we've had a couple things lately. We had one a couple weeks ago where someone wanted to burn the place down, and this time not wanting to burn the place down. So I'm not sure which way you want to go. I think you should be in favor of, not literally, but figuratively burning the place down. I'm on board with that. All right, Lisa, annual traditional Thanksgiving trip. Podcast helps fill time between trips and helps me find new things to do every trip. Thank you both for all you do. You're welcome, and thank you for listening and supporting the show. John and Melissa from the Twin Cities, another Thanksgiving Vegas trip, two nights at Aria and 3 at Gold Nugget.
Nice.
Hope you had a wonderful time.
Yes.
Desiree heading out Thanksgiving morning. She's probably still there. And this is becoming an annual holiday weekend getaway for her. And let's see. The plan is to come back more exhausted than when we left.
Well, we did that.
We did that. I've been sleeping like a mofo since I got home. I, too, cannot wait to leave all the fuckery behind for a few days and go my happy place. That's what it's all about, leaving the fuckery behind. Finally, Mick and Ryan, Karma Donation, heading to Vegas November 30th to December 6th for their honeymoon, or for their wedding and honeymoon.
Oh, congratulations.
Yay, congratulations. Hope you have a wonderful time. Congratulations on the wedding and finding each other and a lifetime of happiness. All right. We need to get out of here because I'm clearly not making any sense.
You haven't even had drinks today.
So let's recap the last three shows. We had one where we've learned a friend died. So that was a tough one to get through. We had one where I was dealing with severe tooth pain.
Right.
Which has since been mostly taken care of. And then this week where it's just post-trip incoherence. Can we just have a normal show next week? Can we shoot for that?
We can try.
It's a normal, like...
Coherent.
Coherent.
Semi-coherent.
Happiness because we're talking about trip stuff. Okay, so that's the goal for next week. Normalcy.
Normalcy.
All right. As normal as the show gets. Yeah. Anyway, 500bymidnight.com is the website. 500@gmail.com is the email address. Don't send us hate mail. Just send us Dear Tim and Michelle questions. You can find us on Twitter. If you're going to bitch at me, don't want to hear from you there either. 500 is my name. Anita Martini is hers. And of course, the voicemail line is available to you anytime, day or night at 702-866-9494. As always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it, and we will be back next week with another show.
Bye-bye.
Bye.